Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
We're all super excited. We get to jump into some scripture here and do a little reflection and some contemplative thought sharing and all that good stuff we treasure so much. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We've done this little pericope. Every once in a while we like revisiting it. So we've done it before. It comes from Matthew's Gospel. It's familiar probably to a lot of our listening audience. Matthew 25, right, beginning around what, verse 31? It's the parable, the story, the model of judgment that Jesus uses on the sheep and the goats. So if I could have someone read that a little pericope for us, I certainly appreciate it.
When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world."
Keep going.
Oh. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in.
Yeah. All the way through.
I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he would say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or needing clothes, or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
Thank you. Eternal punishment, eternal life. All right. Initial thoughts, comments, questions.
I mean, it's like the sheep hear that voice and they follow. They do. They don't hear them going to do what they want to do. For me, like, it's just been like, I've noticed that selflessness, this love. It's not about me. It's for Jesus. Like, when I do for other people, to feed people, either take time just to talk to somebody, or it's about them. It's not about me. And when you do those things, you're doing it for Jesus. I think that's the that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give ourselves to Jesus.
So, if I hear you correctly, it's kind of like the Jesus in me is serving the Jesus in them.
It's like I gave up my past. Like, that guy's dead. It was a pretty sweet deal. I gave up that crumb life, all the mistakes I made, all the pain I caused for this. And now I'm living for him. I'm doing for him through me. It's not about that.
If I could paraphrase it or sum it up, it'd be like this. If I'm going to take somebody that I look at below me and exclude them completely, what can I expect in return? Just because I think they're least and lower than me, they're still an equal. Christ says it, so why don't I believe it? So if I'm excluding people, in a sense, I'm going to be excluding myself. There's a separation, and it's not the good separation. That's where Jesus comes along and says, "I will separate."
The thing is, He did it for us, and now we have to do it for Him. And that's what I look at. Not that it's so old, but
I see it as the practicing of religion as serving others instead of just focusing on how do I grow closer to God, how do I grow, but it's actually doing, taking care of others' physical and emotional needs instead of just yourself. Or like later in one of the other scriptures says, if you see your brother and you just say hungry or without clothes, you just say I'll pray for you, but you don't do nothing. You know, is that really?
Yeah. James.
Yes.
Yep.
The doing like real fast about that prayer thing is like you could be the answer to that prayer by defeating by clothing. You could be the blessing instead of asking for more blessings. Like you thank for the ones that we already have. And we always want more and more. It's more God, less me. So what kind of.
I also like the analogy that's used here. It's like, because you hear, say, sit at the right hand of God a lot. And take it back to the fact that to sit at somebody's right hand means to protect them, to guard them, to shield them. So you're guarding love. You're guarding the way of love. So when he separates, those on the right are the ones who are protecting this way. That's separation.
And you see him as Christ. You see the prisoner as Christ. You see the addict or whoever you're serving as Christ, not just as, look at that junkie or look at that poor bum, or you know, you see the Christ in them.
I mean, I'm kind of out of it when it kind of comes to the sheep and goats, I guess. Like, we're the ones who want to follow his way and have him lead us and do what's right and try to break away from our sinful desires and the sinful nature of the world we live in. Or sheep and stuff, but then the goats would be the people that kind of like butt heads and stubborn and just do their own thing, just kind of go like, man, I don't want to do that, I want to listen to that, I don't like that, I want to do my thing, I like what I'm doing, I don't want to listen to this.
Hey, can I add one more thing?
It just
kind of clicked in my head. Neither one of these know what's going on, the righteous or the ones who aren't falling away. They both ask him, well, when did we see you hungry? So they're lacking something, because if you can't see Christ in the least of me, what are you forgetting? What are you missing?
Okay. You got anything you want to throw on it?
For our listening audience, he shook his head no.
No.
It's radio, bro. Okay. Yeah, there's all kinds of things going on here. Before we went on the air, we mentioned that as we look at this, they both refer to him as Lord, so we can say that in a sense, both of the groups, all the people there, see Jesus as their Lord, right? Their boss, their rabbi, the person they're following. Mm-hmm. And so in a sense, the judgment says, well, okay, you've confessed me as your Lord. You claim to be following me. Judgment is, this identifies whether you are or not, right? Now, I think there's a significant commonality in all these groups. Because sometimes we can think about prisoners, we can think about elderly care, we can think about, you know, the sick. What might you think is a commonality?
They need help. There's something holding back. There's something not, it's excluding them from being part of the kingdom, being part of this.
All right, and what do you think that, you're close, what do you think that is that excludes them?
The impression for me was my drug addiction. That's what kept me out.
And what does drug addiction do for us?
Keeps telling my friends, it's a menace, I'm a problem.
And if we're slaves, we're
powerless.
Powerless.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like.
So, really, yeah. That's like, what it was. These are just a couple examples to.
When they talk about the widow, the orphan, and the stranger, because they all had none of them have power, and which in the societal structure.
And currently, Neighbors of Hope is engaged in our Good Neighbor campaign 2017, trying to raise funds to get this building to help the vulnerable and powerless that we call women and children, the orphans and widows, on our streets right now. All right? Because they're powerless. And Jesus really is, when we look at the biblical narratives, seems to come alongside those who are powerless, those who we may call the poor, those who are suffering injustice. Right? That's rendered them powerless. And we all know if you have the flu or something, you feel pretty powerless. I mean, it's even hard maybe to get off the couch, out of the bed, you know, to get the barf pan put next to the bed or something, right? We've all had these kind of moments, right? And maybe even, you know, for some of us in here, incarceration renders you pretty powerless. All these things. So somehow when we encounter powerlessness, right, provides us, one, the opportunity to do Jesus. Right? I think it's also the opportunity to, as you were saying, to recognize Jesus. If Jesus was in alignment and stood on the side, had a preferential option for the powerless, right, and said that this is an injustice, this is not the way God created things to be. Right? So we need to rectify the way things are so that they become what God intended them to be. Right? If you can't see that, and yet you want to call me your Lord, your teacher, your rabbi, right? Are you really then? Because it's really me providing you an opportunity to help, right, in the spirit, as you said, Zach, in the spirit of love, in the spirit of Christ, to engage in what I would say Mother Teresa once said. I think she paraphrased this. It's just not about feeding the hungry. It's just not about clothing the naked. It's just not about sheltering the homeless. All of them need more. All right? The hungry hunger for more than just food. They hunger for someone to show them compassion. And so therefore, the hungry are the opportunity for us to share the compassion of Christ. The naked want more than just clothes. They want to be covered with love. And the homeless need more than just shelter. Right? They need a place where someone welcomes them home. This, Jesus is saying, is what I've been doing my entire ministry. And so if you're going to call me Lord, you might want to do likewise. If you don't want to, fine. But there might be a price to pay for that. So part of the challenge to all of us, if we're going to confess Jesus as Lord, right, then we might want to do life His way. Closing thoughts, comments, questions?
I had a comment, Pastor.
Sure.
It's in regard to the stranger, when it says when about helping the stranger, and it's about they don't have a voice or power. So since we do, we give them a share of the power and that voice, and with the hopes that one day they can Absolutely. Be fully part of the community and have their own power. That's kind of how I envision that, you know, helping them to get power so they're not always powerless. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I probably could, for all those examples, I just, when it came to the stranger, made me think of that.
Yeah, yeah. And we would say that here we see Jesus really saying, look, if you're going to call me Lord, you need to be consistent with loving your neighbor. You know, a spirit of love reaches out with love, compassion, and welcoming. Radical hospitality.
And to the point where they become part of the community
mm-hmm.
and no longer are a stranger.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and we know we've experienced that here at Neighbors of Hope. We have some of our residents, they move on. But they'll come visit.
Oh,
you know, we have community life here that they've encountered, and they want to continue to be a part of that, those type of things. And we've all had those experiences in ourselves. Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you could become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.